You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact he's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly serve the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in living the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Pebble Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buy programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silver & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Join us November 5th at 10 a.m. at Truth Church as we invite Stephen Ward, accompanied by the Truth Church Band, to lead praise and worship and guest pastor Jay Pike. Stephen Ward is a dynamic, worship-driven man of God with a passion to see people transformed by the presence of God. And Jay Pike serves as the dean of Kids Gate College and teaching pastor at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City with Bishop Tony Miller. Jay has ministered in over 40 nations and is passionate about seeing people engage their kingdom purpose. Come experience the truth at Truth Church November 5th. This is an event you do not want to miss.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
He said, when you pray, pray this way. There's a second one I'm going to give you. He said this, as I want you to understand the person that you're praying to. Pray this way. You're not praying to an inanimate object. You're not praying to a higher power. You're not praying to the big guy upstairs. You're not praying to the eternal, self-existing God. You say, "Our Father." Everybody say that with me. "Our Father." In other words, the things that really struck a moment with the disciples about the prayer life of Jesus is he talked to God like he was related to God. Jesus talked to him just like he was part of his family. Come on, amen. It's amazing what it'll do for you if you will just, in your prayer life, if you'll just recognize that you're not trying to deal with somebody that does not want to bless you. God wants to bless you. Most people come to a time in prayer and they're acting like God's withholding from them when they enter into prayer. The truth is you just know you've been messing up so much and you feel bad about coming to God for prayer because you've been doing everything your own ornery way for so long. I'll let that just sink in. Is everybody all right? Too much truth, too fast. I try to keep it paced. Because I want y'all to come back. I really do. He said, I want you to address him as your father because you have a covenant with him and he's got a covenant with you. And it's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How do you know that's your daddy's desire? He wants to give you the kingdom. Amen. So when you pray, don't pray in some deep theological voice. You know, how many been to some of them meetings? You know, Father God, thou art holy. I feel your presence in the house. You know, God's got to be up in heaven looking down going, what in the world are they doing? And they do it. I mean, you can flip it on and flip it off. What's for dinner tonight, baby? We're having pork chops. Good. You ready to say the blessing? Yeah. Heavenly Father, gracious over our home, thou bountiful goodness. Wouldn't you feel weird if your kids just came in there while you're watching TV, you're flipping through the channels on the TV, and your son walks in and says, to the Father, thy highly, greatly exalted man of God, who bore me into this world, wilt thou give me thy car keys, that I might go hither to the store? I mean, God don't want you talking to him that way. Come on, amen. If your kid did that to you, you'd look at him and say, honey, we need to get an appointment for Junior. Something snapped. We need to get him some help. What does he do? He just walks in the room and says, Dad, can I use the car? I'm going to run down to the store. Yeah. Because he lives. I love it. I love it. How many know when the Bible teaches us that when the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, he puts within us the spirit of adoption. And it says in Romans, that's why we cry out, Abba, Father. That word translated means daddy. Daddy God. Daddy God. Isn't that cool? Daddy God. Somebody say Daddy God. That's an intimate picture of our relationship with God. When we pray, we're not coming to somebody that's distant out yonder somewhere, somebody that's afar off, somebody that we can't reach or get close to, somebody that's not personally involved in our life. God is personally involved in our life. How many of you believe that this morning? Amen. You know what the Bible says about your Father? It says this, that he knows the numbers of the hairs that are on your head. And that doesn't mean that he counted them. He can tell you how many he got. That means that he's numbered each one of them. So that when you were brushing your hair this morning before church and one of them fell out, God says, oh, yeah, that's number 7,413 right there that fell out of your head. He numbered it. Come on, somebody. Amen. He's that intimately acquainted with us. He even knows what we have need of before we even ever ask it or think it. Matter of fact, the Bible says that God knows the intent of your heart. That means that God understands the reason why you have a motive when you have a motive to go out and do something. And when you become intentional at something, even when you don't understand why, even when it's just intuitive, God's done figured it all out and understood everything that's happened inside of your lovely little head to make you do what you did. That's how well he knows you. So he knows you better than you know yourself. That's pretty intimate, isn't it? Come on, amen. And he didn't have to be married to you for 50 years to figure you out. He knew you before he formed you. Come on, huh? He's intimately acquainted with us. Our Father. Everybody say, our Father. The protocol prayer is that we don't address him as God. We address him as our Father.
Join us November 5th at 10 a.m. at Truth Church. as we invite Stephen Ward, accompanied by the Truth Church Band, to lead praise and worship, and guest pastor Jay Pike. Stephen Ward is a dynamic, worship-driven man of God with a passion to see people transformed by the presence of God. And Jay Pike serves as the dean of Kingsgate College and teaching pastor at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City with Bishop Tony Miller. Jay has ministered in over 40 nations and is passionate about seeing people engage their kingdom purpose. Come experience the truth at Truth Church November 5th. This is an event you do not want to miss.
And when you really start praying, you say, Father, I come to you. And here's what Jesus said in John 14. He said, up until now, you've not asked me for nothing in my name. But from now on, you will ask for things in my name, and my Father will hear you. That means God can tune into your voice now because of what Jesus did for you. Amen? So this is how our prayer begins. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have access to the finished work of the cross of Calvary, and I come boldly before the throne, believing you for the promises of God. I come with a heart of gratitude and thank. Come on, somebody. I worship you and I praise you today. Amen? I mean, that's when you get into the presence of your Father. Number three, then he said, I don't want you to only know the person that you're praying to, but I want you to understand the position of the one that you were praying to. Our Father, which art in heaven. Somebody shout, he's up in heaven. He's in heaven. He's way up. He's in heaven. Isaiah 66:1 says this, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What does that mean? That means that everything is under him. He's above it all. Amen. Everything to do with your life is under him. It's under his rule. It's under his reign. The Bible declares that he is God above all and through all. I mean, that covers everything. He's above it. And come on, somebody. Amen. God, if God's above me, then how many know that means he can see everything going on in my life from a bird's eye view. He can look down and see everything from the beginning to the end and from the end to the beginning. He knows who I'm going to encounter, who I'm going to talk to, where I'm going before I ever get there, before I get up and go to bed at night. He knows where I'm at because he sees it all from above. Amen. Huh? I'm not praying to a God who is not intimately acquainted with me and intimately involved in my life. He's involved in my life. He cares about me. He loves me. He adores me. He watches over me. God knows what he's up to and what's going on with me today. Amen. And he is above all the circumstances of my life. If I have a bad day, that means heaven's not having a bad day. If somebody yelled at me, it didn't offend God. If somebody tried to take me out, God's still above it all. Come on, somebody. It don't affect him the way it affects me. That's why he can have influence in my circumstances. That's why I can lean on him by faith when it feels like I can't get through it on my own. I can lay hold of the power of heaven and hang on by faith and press through because he's above it all. Hallelujah. He's above it. Somebody shout, he's above it all. Our Father who art in heaven. Who art in heaven. Praise the Lord. The writer of the Old Testament says he rides on the circles of the earth. Psalm 67 says he rides on the dust clouds. Everybody shout dust clouds. You know what that is, dust clouds? That's when the children of Israel come up out of Egypt and went through the Red Sea and got into the desert. 2 million people walking through the desert. How many know they were stirring up some dust, baby? Huh? If you were in the group of the first 100 or so, it wasn't too bad. But if you were in the last 100 of the 2 million, then how many of you know you was walking through some dust? He was above it all. He was riding up on the dust cloud, seeing everything going on, making a way where there seemed to be no way. Hallelujah. You say, I can't see anything going on around me. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen when I go to court. I don't know what's going to happen with my child support. I don't know what's going to happen with my kids in school. I'm here to tell you, baby, he's above it all. And he sees and knows all. That means when you pray, your voice comes right through the dust cloud. And all the mess of your life, he hears you, he sees you. Hallelujah. The psalmist is teaching people about the nature of God. In Psalms 121, he says, I will lift my eyes up to the hills from which my help comes. My help comes from the Lord. Somebody shout, look up. Sometimes you just got to quit walking around like this. Sometimes you got to look up. Hallelujah. He's above it all. We spend too much time fixated on the problem rather than looking up. In Psalm 3, he says, he is the glory and the lifter of my head. Because how many know that's what the enemy of your life wants you to do? He wants to keep your eyes focused on everything going wrong in your life. Keep your eyes focused on everything that's messed up. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. But God comes in like he did today when he comes in the middle of our worship service, in the midst of this thing. And he says, listen, lift up your eyes to the Lord, your spiritual eyes. Everybody say spiritual eyes. Lift up your spiritual eyes to the Lord. Please don't be going down I-95 like this. I love you, Lord. Don't do that and go 80. Okay? I got to quantify that before you leave church today. Pastor, I was just going home looking up to the Lord, and next thing I know, I was in a ditch. I think I helped somebody right there. Look at that. Our Father who art in heaven. Number four. Our Father which art in heaven, and watch this. And the praise. I mean, the praise is the secret access to what we're praying for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name. Listen, if you don't get anything else today, just get a hold of this. Praise is an usher. Just like when the usher catches you at the door and they help you get to your seat. That's what praise does. It just kind of ushers you into the presence of God. Hallowed be thy name. It ushers you into the presence of God and ushers God right into you. Come on, amen. You say, is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. In Psalm chapter 22, verse 3, it says, thou art holy, O God, thou who art enthroned in the praises of your people. Thou art holy, O God. Watch this. Who are enthroned? The old King James says it like this. Thou who inhabits the praises of your people. And watch this. When praises get lifted, God's presence begins to get ushered into the place where praise is. He begins to flood an area. He begins to flood an atmosphere with his presence. Amen. You say, well, I just thought you said God rides above it always on the circles of the earth and above the dead. God's everywhere. God's omnipresent. God's everywhere. David did say that. He said, there's nowhere I can go where I can't find God. I can go to the highest heights of heaven and God's there. I can go to the lowest parts of earth and God is there. Everywhere I go, that's where God is. Amen. But listen, watch this. God may be everywhere, but God is not manifesting everywhere. God's presence may be all-encompassing. He might be omnipresent, but his manifestation, the visible expression of who he is not manifesting everywhere all the time. Amen? But when praise or acknowledgement of who he is begins to get lifted up in the house, come on, God said, I come and sit my throne right in the midst of all of that praise. I just begin to sit it right down in the middle of all of your worship and all of your praise. Hallowed be thy name. I'm right there. I'll be right there in the middle of it. That's why some of you ought to spend a little bit less time cussing when something goes wrong and a lot more time praising. Because when you cuss, you ain't inviting anybody into your situation but the one you don't want there. Because all the devil's going to do when he shows up with your situation is just agree with how bad it is. Nobody loves me. You're right. Nobody loves you. Everybody hates me. You're right. Everybody hates you. But if you begin to lift up, hallowed be thy name, then God shows up. And then you don't have to agree with what's going on with your situation. You begin to agree with what heaven says about your situation. And the blessing and the power and the favor of God begins to get released in your situation. Praise the Lord. Amen. God said, I set my throne right in the midst of that kind of praise. Right now, see, listen. Remember when you used to go to church and it was called a call to worship or a call to an invocation? Remember that invocation? You go to a basketball game or you go to a sporting event, they have an invocation. Well, what are they invocating? An invocation means you're invoking something. You're invoking something. And when you begin to invoke the presence of God, it means that you're asking for the presence of God to show up. You invoke his name. You invoke his authority. Amen? So that means that when we come in here at 10 o'clock, you might have been broke, busted, and disgusted, and all your world going to hell in a handbasket. But when the praise started getting lifted up and you began to invoke his name, his presence showed up and began to reverse your situation. Come on, huh? That means that your week is not predicated on what you went through or all the hell that broke loose in your life or who it was that was with you or who was against you or who left you or who came to you. I'm invoking the presence of God over this situation, and the throne of God's going to show up in the middle of my life, and he's going to begin to speak a word into my life and decree. Come on, how many know when a queen sits on her throne, she don't sit on the throne to clip her toenails? Come on, somebody. The Queen of England don't go sit up on the throne and get the TV remote and just say, well, I'm going to watch on the widescreen from the throne. That's not what she does. If she's sitting on the throne, she's going to go there and issue a decree or a judgment about something. And God said, that when God, you begin to praise him and you begin to lift up his name, hallowed be thy name, you give him permission for the throne room of God to come down in your situation, and he begins to make decrees over your life. He begins to make judgments over your life that are for you and not against you, that will bless you, that will pull you up out of poverty. The healing power of God begins to release. Cancer cells begin to dry up. People's minds begin to get straightened out. Come on, somebody. Because the presence of the Lord begins to manifest in that. I wish somebody would just praise him. Go ahead and take a 10-second praise break. Come on. Praise him. Hallelujah. That's all you got? Come on, boy. Yeah. Come on, somebody praise him. Oh, hell, don't know what to do with you today.
Oh, praise him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Join us November 5th at 10 a.m. at Truth Church as we invite Stephen Ward, accompanied by the Truth Church Band, to lead praise and worship, and guest pastor Jay Pike. Stephen Ward is a dynamic, worship-driven man of God with a passion to see people transformed by the presence of God. And Jay Pike serves as the dean of Kingsgate College and teaching pastor at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City with Bishop Tony Miller. Jay has ministered in over 40 nations and is passionate about seeing people engage their kingdom purpose. Come experience the truth at Truth Church November 5th. This is an event you do not want to miss.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help.
Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy.
Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
In our hearts, Lord, in the nation.